A Canton woman has been sentenced for a shooting in Alliance. 26-year-old Kenichia Miller was given 90 days in jail and fined $750 Wednesday after pleading no contest to misdemeanor charges of discharging a firearm near a prohibited premises and aggravated menacing. She received credit for time already served in jail and on house arrest, but could face additional time if she violates good behavior terms over the next year. Police say Miller fired a shot at a woman from a vehicle at North Freedom Avenue and 2nd Street July 21st. A Stark County grand jury declined to indict her on felony charges, including attempted murder, and sent the case back to Alliance Municipal Court. With the government shutdown deepening food insecurity across the region, Bishop David Bonar is calling on parishioners to help feed those in need. The Catholic Diocese of Youngstown has launched a non-perishable food drive running through the end of the year across 6 counties. Donations can be made at local parish pantries or at Catholic Charities and St. Vincent de Paul locations. The State Highway Patrol is investigating a crash that left a bicyclist seriously hurt in Perry Township. Troopers say 32-year-old Timothy Coverdale of Canton was southbound on Whipple Avenue near 11th Street Northwest around 12:20 Friday morning when he was hit by an SUV. The driver, a 32-year-old woman from Tucson, Arizona, was taken into custody. Troopers believe alcohol may have been a factor. The contract between Metalis and United Steelworkers Local 1123 will be extended a second time. The agreement will now expire January 29th to allow time for more contract talks. Workers last week rejected a tentative agreement announced by negotiators October 3rd. The union represents 1,200 employees at the steelmaker's Canton operations. The contract was to expire in September but was extended to October 15th so negotiations could continue. Louisville firefighters rescued a person trapped inside a home after a tree crashed into it Friday night. In a Facebook post, officials say crews were called to the scene after reports of someone stuck on the second floor. Nimishillen and Osnaburg Township firefighters assisted at the scene. Crews worked together to safely extricate the resident, and no injuries were reported. The co-founder of a local baseball academy has been sued to remove him from operations of the company. Massarelli Baseball School alleges John Massarelli kept cash payments for baseball instruction off the company books and used the money for personal items or failed to turn them over to the business. He is also accused of giving lessons to minors while intoxicated. The school seeks damages in excess of $25,000 and to remove him from daily operations and coaching responsibilities. MBS operates baseball training facilities in Lawrence and Springfield townships. Massarelli and two other men each own a third of the business. Maslin could soon join other Ohio cities in banning camping on public property. A proposed ordinance before city council would prohibit people from sleeping or setting up tents on sidewalks, streets, or near buildings. Council is expected to take up the issue Monday. According to The Independent, Mayor Jamie Slutz says the move is meant to address public safety and cleanup issues while also helping connect homeless individuals with local services. Those found camping would have 24 hours to move before facing a $50 fine. An Akron man is facing felonious assault charges in connection with a shooting near Kent State University. Police say 19-year-old Jack Massey was arrested after an investigation into a Thursday night incident at Bar Lucci on North Water Street. An officer patrolling the area heard gunfire around 11:30 and rushed to the scene, where a fight had broken out as the bar was being cleared. There were no reports of injuries. A former Columbiana County Corrections officer accused of assaulting two inmates will stand trial next year. 27-year-old David Ferguson Grants of Youngstown is facing two counts of assault for separate incidents in September 2024 at the county jail, both caught on camera. He allegedly threw a handcuffed inmate to the floor and days later pushed another up a set of steps before pinning him down. Both inmates were treated at Salem Regional Medical Center. The trial, originally set for next week, was postponed after a key witness became unavailable and is now scheduled for March 12th. A Pennsylvania man is dead after a two-car crash on I-680 in Boardman Friday night. It happened just before 6 near the Route 224 overpass. The Highway Patrol says 39-year-old Alex Lowry of McKeesport was southbound when his car rear-ended an SUV. Lowry's vehicle then hit a guardrail and three concrete bridge supports before overturning. He was ejected and died at the scene. Lowry was not wearing a seatbelt. The other driver was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. Speed is believed to be a factor in the wreck, which is under investigation. A federal judge has ordered Youngstown Ursuline High School to release the names of seven students connected to a hazing and sexual misconduct lawsuit. Judge Benita Pearson says the names and contact information must be turned over to attorneys by November 10th, with parents notified first. One lawsuit claims a student was hazed and sexually assaulted during a football team trip in June. Another alleges school officials failed to act on reports that a player harassed and stalked a female student for 2 years. The felonious assault case against Liberty Township trustee Devin Stanley is now on hold after all Trump Trumbull County judges stepped aside, citing conflicts of interest. The Ohio Supreme Court has assigned retired appeals judge Thomas Teodosio to handle the case. Stanley, who also works as a county clerk's official and Girard assistant prosecutor, is accused of assaulting his wife and remains in jail without bond. The 53-year-old's case has been sent to a grand jury to determine if he'll be indicted. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.